Hello. This is Gertrude Stein.
I am sitting, I am thinking. Sitting, thinking, thoughts of thinking. Bits of thoughts. Thoughts flitting. Thinking, thinking, thoughts linking. This is how I think. Thoughts heard. Thoughts blurred. Thoughts like birds becoming words. This is not, however, how I speak. While I always speak my mind speaks most when I write. In the modern age, words are too familiar to capture the essentialness of our pure essence. You know, when I said a rose is a rose is a rose, in that line, the rose was read for the first time in English poetry for 100 years. I was an American, but I moved to Paris in 1903, where I fell in love. In love with Paris, in love with Alice B. Toklas, in love. In love, in love with the art of our modern age. Picasso, Matisse, Cézanne, they graced my salon every Saturday, both in person and in painting. Later, Ernest Hemingway came. He smoked and talked and talked and talked. F. Scott Fitzgerald drank and talked, and drank and drank. I called the young writers the lost generation. Then, in 1934, an electric sign in Times Square read, "Gertrude Stein has come." And that was upsetting. Wonderful, but upsetting. I toured the country, an ambassador of modern art and literature, the public clamoring for each word I spoke. But they asked me, why don't you write the way you talk? But I do, I said. After all, you must enjoy my writing. If you enjoy it, you understand it. If you do not enjoy it, why do you make a fuss about it?